Sound of the horn. Welcome to Schedule Day Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wilde. With me, as always, folks, is Mike Jaglin, better known as the Jaguar.
Mike Jaglin, Jaguar. Here it is, Chris.
It's like Christmas in August, waiting. Jag.
Yes. Yes, but I'm not sitting on Santa's lap in a mall right now.
No, but he's on yours. That's what the listener can't see. Speaking of Christmas, ooh. Jag, let's just get right into it. Who are we playing Christmas Eve, or Christmas night, rather?
Oh, the L word.
Away, right?
The L word away, yeah. We have to just go down the hall. It's not going to be that difficult of a game, travel-wise. And it'll be the last game of the five-game slate for the NBA that day.
I mean, we're going to get into it even further with our guest when he comes on, Payman Benz, and I want you to introduce him and who he is in a second. But is that better or worse that we're playing a gimme game on Christmas as opposed to playing the champs? We usually play the Dubs, the Warriors. We did it like three or four Christmases in a row. I mean, are you happy about that?
Well, they played the Dubs the last two and three of the last four. And I'm happy. I mean, that's a game that, it's always tough for me personally to get out on Christmas, and tough for you, too.
Yeah, it's an away game, so we don't have to go this year.
We don't have to go this year, so we don't have to worry about it.
I mean, the last time we beat the champs, a.k.a. the Warriors, a.k.a. the hated Dubs, was last Christmas. So, you know, if we don't have to play them on Christmas, I'm happy, especially if we play the JV squad, the Jerktown Lakers.
The Jerktown Lakers. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. You know, we've been doing schedule casts. I think is this our third season that we've done schedule casts?
It's a nutty schedule day cast because we literally talk about all 82 games like psychotic idiots.
Imagine if we were like diehard baseball fans and we had like a Diamondbacks cast and it was like back cast and we went through 100 we'd still be doing 162 games. You know, three quarters way through the season. So,
We bring our guest on, let's get into the preseason schedule, which seems shorter to me this preseason, Jack.
It is. We're down to six, which is good. I mean, you said it, Doc. Doc doesn't love preseason.
He wanted to do He wanted to do two preseason games. That way, if it was up to Doc, he'd play two preseason games. If it was up to Paul Pierce, he wouldn't play any regular season games. He'd just play in the postseason.
Yeah, he'd just play in the postseason. But the great thing about, you know, looking at this team heading into the season is this is the third season under the tutelage of Mr. Doc Rivers. And we have the core, you know, for the most part intact, four of the five starters for the third straight year. And Coach Woodson, Coach Frank, who were new last year, are going to have another season. So it's good to have that core intact. And also, you know, we've been talking all summer about the additions on the wings, the additions just in general. You think that this is going to be a lot easier to transition compared to years past, the last two seasons, when they've kind of been up and down and lost some of those games they probably should have won earlier in the year.
I mean, it's a better squad. Certainly on paper, it's a better squad.
Yep.
And we were weak on wings last season. And what did Doc Rivers do this summer but get a ton of wings?
A ton of wings. And, you know, one of the things I think, you know, with the schedule being the way it is and the 20 back-to-backs.
20 back-to-backs. So rude.
20 back-to-backs.
Got to be the most in the league.
Tied with the Warriors. And you're not going to see Paul Pierce play 20 back-to-backs.
Right, so that's 10 games off for Paul Pierce off the bat.
And that's why a guy like Wes Johnson is so important, and, you know, Josh Smith, guys that can go in and play multiple positions, and we all know Lance Stephenson. So, you know, the depth is there for a reason, not only if one of the big guys falls down. Last year was Chris Paul's first time. He's played all 82 games.
Right, and then he gets into the playoffs.
So you never know. So this team is deep and versatile. So, you know, And the China trip, I think, will help these guys too, bonding.
Absolutely. You know, we're playing a preseason game in China versus the Charlotte Hornets. Is that correct?
Two games against the Hornets.
Oh, nice. So okay, so two games in China.
Yeah, we're not going to go in and out of China. I mean, DJ's got to take some good selfies in front of that wall.
Yes, he does. We actually have a pretty international preseason because we're playing a game. We're playing Toronto in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got three games at Staples Center and then three games in two different countries other than the United States of America, in Canada and in China. That's pretty exciting for the guys. That'll be a huge bonding thing for some of these new Clippers and, of course, the core four.
Especially. And then also, too, having, you know, Blake, DJ, and Chris play in this USA summer camp, you know, is also going to going to help their games as well, especially DJ and Blake. You know, Blake hasn't really been able to play in it due to injury.
Right.
And DJ, a couple years ago, remember, you know, kind of found himself after playing in the camp. So, you know, all that, I think, is really going to come to fruition and really help the squad. And
retweeted that NBA tweet, which was a selfie of Chris Paul, DeAndre, and Blake at the Team USA mini camp. Somehow DeAndre's selfies are in a mirror image. How does that happen? What kind of weird Samsung Galaxy phone is he using, Jack?
He is the Galaxy. That should be his new nickname.
He's the Galaxy.
He's the Galaxy.
He's the LA Galaxy. All right, so talk about our guest who you booked for our schedule day. Tell me all about Payman Benz, Mike Jacklin.
Payman Benz is a diehard Clippers fan.
I like him already.
He's a writer, director. He's directed many sketches this season on Key and Peele. And
it's one of the best comedy shows on television. Comedy Central's number one show, Key and Peele.
He also is directing Why with Hannibal Buress. He's doing some sketches on there. And then I believe he has a TV Land show coming out called Teachers.
Teachers.
That he directed the entire season.
He's the director of Teachers, or is he in Teachers?
No, he is the director of Teachers.
He's behind the scenes.
Yes.
So this is great because we need a guy behind the scenes like us tearing apart 82 Clippers regular schedule games. He's a diehard Clipper nut. He's a fan of comedy. He's a fan of the Clippers. He sounds like the perfect guest, Jack.
He is. He is. And he's ready for this. He knows what he's up against 82 times.
Well, I hope he's got his coffee on and, you know, he's got his croissants laid out and he's ready to talk 82 Clippers regular season games. You want to bring him on, Jack?
Let's bring him on.
Let's do it. Payman Benz, how are you, man? It's Chris Wild and Mike the Jaguar Jaguar, stars of ClickCast.
What's up, guys?
Dude, are you ready to dissect 82-game regular season schedule like you may have dissected a frog in science class as a youngster?
I am. I've spent more time than I'm willing to admit going through the schedule today.
More than you'd like to admit. Oh, come on.
I swear to God, a good 30 minutes, like solid 30 minutes of dissecting a schedule is not the best use of my time.
Hey, Payman, right off the bat, before we get into it, how do you feel about playing the Lakers on Christmas as opposed to the champs?
I get so anxious watching the Clippers play the Warriors that I'd rather just watch them destroy the Lakers in Kobe's last home Christmas game. But I do feel like, I love the rivalry, but I feel like they should be playing the Cavs on Christmas. Like, they went to the bye. I feel bad, but I feel like they passed us up.
Absolutely. The Warriors deserve to play. This should be a finals rematch on Christmas. That's what everybody wants. And then I think it's genius because in seasons past, when the Lakers are playing on Christmas, you're like, still? Why? Who cares? They're a non-entity. They're a non-factor in the NBA. But then actually the battle for the LA Cup on Christmas is fantastic.
Yeah, the LA Cup. And what was your streak of Clippers games that you went to that they won before the tough game six? Didn't they win like 13 in a row?
16 in a row. Wow. Yeah. And I went to some games against good teams. I mean, I went to a Detroit game in the mix. I went to the Utah game. But there was they played some good teams in those 16. So I hadn't walked out of that arena sad in a really long time. And it was a really, really sad night.
Hey, were you wearing the same socks or something? Was there a hat? Was there a shirt that you wore inside out? Or was it just you?
I like to think it's just me. I have no idea. It may be the hat. Well, no, I did wear the same hat for all those games.
All right, so you keep that hat only for special, special games. Don't just wear it willy-nilly, Payman.
Okay, all right, you got it.
All right, let's dive into the schedule, you Looney Tunes. We've got a bunch of games to dissect.
All right.
So October 28th is the season opener for our Los Angeles Clippers on the road in California at Sacramento. Guys, obviously we destroy the Kings opening night, right?
Yes. I have it as a W. I think it'll be tough, but again, Sacramento has a lot of moving parts early. I like that as a W. Yeah, same here.
Well, I mean, are you a little nervous? Because last year, Sucktown started really hot, and then they faded fast. But don't they usually have like a good opening couple weeks?
They went out and signed a lot of random players in the offseason, starting with Rondo. So, you know, they have like Marco Bellinelli. They've got a lot of different guys that I think that are going to take a little bit while to blend with what George Karl wants to do. So I think that's getting him early is the right time to get him in case they become one of those possible fringe playoff teams.
When we actually play him twice in three games, so that's kind of great because we match up really well against Sucktown. So I think that's fantastic, actually, that we play them two out of our first three games because right there's two W's in my book. Sucktown doesn't make me nervous. Who's better, their Italian guy or our Italian-sounding guy, Prigioni or Bellinelli?
Oh, they both do different things. I mean, Bellinelli is a shooter and a three, and Prigioni's a hard-nosed point guard, as we found out in the playoffs.
Yeah, but Payman will back me up on this. Prigioni and Bellinelli, one day they're going to be a real boy.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I also think that I like Bellinelli more because I can pronounce his name.
Right. And it's in the lot of bellies in it.
You don't want to have to say Pablo Rigatoni.
I just call him Pablo Rigatoni.
I call him Prigioni. Prigioni.
Brazilian.
All right, so that's a bunch of W's at Sacramento game one. And then the home opener the very next night. So, of course, because the NBA hates us, right off the bat, we start out with back-to-backs. Except for, I love this move, that our home opener is versus our new rival, the Dallas Mavericks.
It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Well, it's also the first of five. Basically we have, 10 TNT games? And so this is the first of the TNT games. And also, we touched on it in the intro, the first of the 20 back-to-backs is the first two games. So, but again, the last two seasons we started games back-to-back. We played the Lakers, and then we played the Warriors the next night as a home opener. And then last season was the Thunder, followed by the Lakers. So this is something that they're used to at this point.
Do you think Paul Pierce plays in the home opener? Because he's probably not going to play back-to-backs, but you need to play Paul Pierce in the home opener. He's a hometown hero.
I mean, again, the beauty of having the depth that they have, Paul only needs to play, 15 to 20 minutes most of the time.
Right.
So, I mean, why not? Why not early,
But do you sit him in Sacramento and start him in L.A., or do you just play him limited minutes both nights, Jack?
I play him limited both nights. I mean, get him going out of the gates. I don't think you start babying him until later in the season.
Coach Benz, what do you think? You think Paul Pierce plays both those games, or he sits one of them?
No, I think he plays both. I think, but I think what you said is right. I think he'll be limited minutes, but I feel like he's gonna. The truth has got to be there from the get go.
I think you guys are wrong. I think Paul Pierce doesn't play. I think Paul Pierce is gonna sit out in back to backs, and I think he sits out at Sucktown and he plays and starts in Staples. Only time will tell which of these three idiot coaches is right. So what do you guys think? Home opener versus Dallas. I mean, I'm guaranteeing a W for the home opener. What do you guys think?
When?
All right, so right now it's 6-0 if you go by us, because that's two W's in a row by all three of our quote-unquote experts. All right, so we actually get our first day off of the season. Friday on the 30th, we get a day off, and then boom, back in action for three games in four nights. At home for, again, like I said, Sucktown. Do they go out for blood because we beat them at home, or do we just wipe the floor with them?
We give them the old Freddy Krueger on Halloween and just scrape them up.
Oh, that's right. It's Halloween night. Payman, what are you going to be dressed up as?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be dressed up as that one guy's gross foot in Mad Max, that giant foot.
Okay.
You're going to be wearing a giant foot costume with your lucky Clipper hat on.
It's going to be really great.
All right, so you see the good guys winning, or do you think the Kings will shock the world and beat us on Halloween and give us a nightmare?
No, I think Clippers win. I think they start at 3-0.
Incredible. Well, I am 100% on board with you guys. That's three guys saying 3-0 for the Clippers. Let's move on, because we only have 79 more games to talk about.
We're in November. We're in November. I feel like we're finding our flow.
So I'm looking at this schedule here, and Monday the 2nd, we've got another day off. What's that like? That'll be 2 out of 3 days off for these guys, which I'm sure is a record for the Clippers. And then Monday, Phoenix comes to town. Phoenix was a team in the summer that caused a lot of noise but didn't really land anybody. Jag, who did Phoenix get in the summer? Are they worse or are they better on paper?
I think they're about the same. I mean, they stocked up with young talent, but they traded one of the Morris twins.
Yeah, didn't they break up the brothers?
Now the other Morris twin wants to get out of town and says he won't play for him.
Which one is more like Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell?
Definitely Markeith.
Yeah,
he's still there.
He's more the pretty boy of the two.
He's more the pretty boy. He's not going to be a screech.
So Phoenix comes to town. That's game four. And so far, these are three teams, four games we're playing, and they all seem like they're kind of middle to lower tier Western Conference teams. Am I wrong? I mean, I don't see Sacramento, Dallas, or Phoenix cracking the top eight in this tough, tough West.
No, I mean, Phoenix and Sacramento are probably going to be fighting, you know, on that, you know, second tier to try to get in. But again, you know, we know with the West, you really don't have much wiggle room. So,
that's Monday versus Phoenix. Wednesday, before we get into it, is at Golden State. So do we go into Golden State 4-0? Or does somebody, you know, pull out a miracle and we go in 3-1? Guys, are we going to beat Phoenix is what I'm asking.
Yes. Yes.
And a definite yes for me. So we're going to go in 4-0 to the home of the champs, where it's very difficult to win, especially during the regular season. I only think they lost twice in that building in the regular season on Wednesday, November 4th at Golden State. The champs, we haven't left California so far in this young season. That's obviously the first big test of the season, right, guys?
Yes, and I'm going with the first loss.
Ooh, brutal, Jack. Brutal.
First loss.
What do you think, Payman? You're going to put your hat on and watch the game? You're going to drive up to Oakland and be in the arena?
I can't do that because I'm from the Bay Area, so I've always disliked the team, and I want to see them win. But I think it's our first loss as well.
Oof, guys. See, I think this is the first test, the true first test, and it's a huge statement game. It's an ESPN game at Golden State, and I think it'll be Golden State's first loss, and I think the good guys on the way to their inevitable championship, and not only winning the LA Cup, but winning the California Cup, being the best team in California, which we were two seasons ago. Last season, obviously, the Golden State Warriors won the California Cup. I think the Clippers are going to pull off a little early November miracle and beat the champs. And people are going to question everything. I mean, everything. They're going to question it all.
Now, Payne, you've been telling me you have a feeling that it's not going to go as well for the champs this year, right?
Yeah, I have a feeling one of their big guys is going down. I feel an injury coming on. It's a little too perfect. It's going a little too well for them.
Well, also everybody's going to be out for blood that faces them. More so than in the past, because they weren't anything last season, and now they're the champs. So, like, you know, people are going for them. They're circling that game in the calendar, as opposed to last year, they were kind of under the radar, and then all of a sudden, they were the best team in the league.
Yeah, and no one could catch them at that point. No one could catch them.
All right, so we go back home. We have 3 days off. Excuse me, 2 days off, and we play on Saturday, our first Saturday night. That's not true. It's not our first Saturday night game. I'm trying to, like, make firsts here as I'm staring at this incredibly long schedule. But anyway, Saturday is Houston at home. We're still in California. The furthest we've gone is to Sacramento, California. And we're playing Houston at home. Houston, obviously, we all know Houston beat us in round two of the playoffs. I hate Houston. Josh Smith is going to obviously go off that game versus his former squad. What do you guys think? You're saying the 4-1 Clippers are going to be playing Houston. Do you see him at 4-2 or do you see him at 5-1?
5-1.
Maybe you're 5-1. I think you have to beat Houston in the first home game after what happened. Yep.
Was that, like, how depressed were you, Payman, game 6, round 2 at home last year?
It was rough. Even when they were, I was so jagged, even when they were up 19, my friend asked me why I wasn't smiling, and I was like, I feel like they're running out the clock and there's a quarter to go. And by the time it got, they cut the lead to 12, I've been watching sports long enough to know when, like, where the momentum's going, and I was like, it's over. They lost and they're going to lose game 7. So, It softened the blow, but it was still maddening. Especially, it was that big run, and Blake had that acrobatic layup. There was this point where you're like, "Oh, we're unbeatable. We're going to win the championship." So it was
a surreal moment to have Staples Center have the wind knocked out of him like that. Literally, the closest parallel I have is the game I was at when Sean Livingston's leg popped out of his skin, and we all, like, we're at a funeral all of a sudden.
I was at that game as well. You could have played that game.
Yeah, and it was creepy quiet in the stadium, like, really unsettling.
Whoa. I was there with my ex-girlfriend. That sums it up. Jesus. Oh,
they probably broke up
that
night.
The worst first date ever. Yeah, exactly. So I've got these great Clippers seats.
All right, so this is we're moving on. We're going to have the day off on Sunday, and then we're going to play Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Again, still at home. So that's a lot of California games, like I said. That's like 5 out of 7 games at home I like versus our one-time rivals and Matt Barnes's Memphis, aka Flopfist Flopsley's the Grizz. What do you think, fellas?
Flop them out. We'll get them.
You were gonna get them. Okay, I don't know what flop them out meant.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a good thing.
It's the return game for Matt Barnes. Let's not forget that.
Of course, the Boneyard returns. Is Memphis better this year, or are they just still kind of, you know, the burr in the saddle of the Western Conference that'll never quite get over the hump?
I mean, they've gone further than the Clippers have. At least, I mean, they went to the Western Conference Finals a couple years ago. But they're still the same old Grizzlies. You know, they're tough. They're still big inside. I mean, Randolph's getting older. They signed Brandon Wright, which is a good acquisition. Then they'll have Jeff Green for a full season. But, I mean, honestly, I don't think this team cracks the top four in the West, but they're a matchup problem for anyone.
Anybody.
I think, yeah.
Payman, yeah. Who do you like? Obviously, I know you like the Clippers, but who do you think's taking that one?
I'm just going with my gut on these. I see this as a loss because I feel like it's a crapshoot whenever these two teams play.
Okay, so this is the first time you and the Jaguar have differentiated in your call. So you're saying this will be a 5-2 Clippers. Jaguar saying a 6-1 Clippers. I am going to shock Clipper Nation and predict a win for the good guys. And that would put them at 7-0, if you asked me, who I think I'm probably the most accurate.
I think we see a trend here.
They call me Clipstradamus. I don't know if you knew that, but I make bold predictions. I predicted DJ was going to stay and that Paul Pierce was coming, and I was right. And even I doubted myself after that DJ call.
From a couple seasons ago when I pulled that out and said that they were going to win. What did they say? That they'd win 14 or 15 in a certain month?
Yeah, you called some crazy March where you were like, they're going to go 13-2 or 14-1 in March. Like, and it was a crazy call, and you were right on the nose.
Yeah, that was wow.
All right, so the first time now the Clippers actually leave the great state of California, Wednesday, November 11th, and they go to Texas at Dallas for DeAndre's nightmare game. Like, do you think DeAndre lights it up? Do you think they get in his head? I mean, he's going to be booed mercilessly.
He's going to be booed from the Shark Tank. But again, I seriously think that, you know, playing Sacramento, playing Dallas too early in the season, two games, is very beneficial because they might not have Chandler Parsons or Wes Matthews at that point. So it's good to get these teams before they have their full complement of players. So I like a W there.
I have a W. Payman, what do you think? You think DJ lights him up that night, or you think DJ it gets to him?
No, I could see him being a little frazzled, but it's just going to take like one alley-oop to pump him up. I see this as a Clipper win.
Beautiful. You guys are back on track, and I like it. So Payman is going to say W. Jag is saying W. I'm obviously saying W for the Clips. It's going to be a very exciting game. Is that one going to be on the TV? Yes, it is. That's an ESPN.
That's an ESPN.
That's like, you know, that's already three nationally covered games, two on ESPN, one on TNT. And then the very next night, another back-to-back, another nationally covered game on TNT at Phoenix. I like the fact that we're seeing teams twice this early. This will be the second time we see Phoenix. We've already seen Sacramento twice, and I like that it's not like marquee teams that we're seeing twice in a row this early or very close to each other. I like us at Phoenix. You know, Phoenix does give us trouble sometimes with their speed, but I just like us at Phoenix. I'm saying Clippers W.
I'm actually going to go loss on this.
Oh, Jag, get the blade out of the... Right between my shoulder blades, there's a blade that says property of Mike Jaglin.
Yeah, I think they lose this one. I think this is the speed gives them problems. Second night of the back-to-back, you're playing a Dallas team that's going to come at you the night prior. I'm going with a loss there.
Mr. Mercedes-Benz, what do you got for me?
I have a Clipper win in this one.
There's my guy. There's my guy. I have a Clipper W as well. I may have said that. I've actually said that several times on this podcast. Okay, so after our second back-to-back, we have a day off. Then we go home for our first day game. Our first day game versus the lowly Detroit Pistons. Obviously, W, good guys.
W.
Which then puts us at our first 10 games. So to recap our first 10 games, and I promise I'll only do this once, Jag and Payman Benz both say Clippers 8-2. I say 10-0. In this tough, tough West, hypothetically, we're 8-2 or 9-1. We may not even be first place with that record.
Maybe not. I mean, again, the West is so deep that any of these teams could fall at any night, you know? That's why it's important for this team to get out of the gates with a good, you know, October, November, because you need to get the wins that you have to have so they don't have to go, you know,
on these crazy streets at the end of the season.
And
like
you were telling me that
do.
This December, this upcoming December, is brutal.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to December. December is not going to be one to remember like the one a few years ago.
Now, Jag, I'm looking at the schedule, and clearly this is some sort of bank error in my favor a la Monopoly, because we have a game at home on the 14th, and then it says here our next game is on the 19th. That's clearly an error, right? Like, there's clearly six or seven games in between the 14th and the 19th, right?
Yeah, but they're not playing. I mean, they're literally off until the 19th.
They have 4 days off. That's literally the longest they've ever had off, excluding a summer vacation. Literally, the Clippers.
Yeah,
you could have a nice vacation in between those games and still be ready.
Well, they're going to need to do a lot of practice. Practice. We're talking about practice because the champs come to town on TNT, 4 days off, and then Golden State Warriors, who will already have played in Oakland, now come on down to a real arena, Staples Center, unlike that dump Oracle. And Golden State comes to town. It's a TNT game. You guys, I don't remember if both of you said that you thought we were going to lose in Oakland. Now, come on. We always win in L.A., and they always win in Oakland. So we got to win this game, right?
W. I have it as a W.
I love it, guys. I love it. I love the optimism. I mean, you need brash optimism as a Clippers fan if you've been a fan long enough. Like, we all have. Okay, so the champs come to town. And then, of course, back-to-back, except for it's on the road, we go up to the birthplace of the beard, Portland. And we played the Blazers at Portland in the Rose Garden. What do you got?
I've got a loss.
Ooh. Rose Garden's coming a tough arena.
Coming off of that emotional game against the Warriors, I've got a loss. I've got a win just because I don't know who's on the Blazers besides Miller.
Kamen. Chris Kamen is a Blazer.
Oh, wait. Okay, I click a lot. No, I'm kidding. I have a win.
Beautiful. I have a win as well. Okay, then, you know, this is off-putting because on the schedule I'm looking at, it says Sunday, 22nd. Okay, I'm with you so far. Toronto. Okay, and then it says L. I don't understand why in my schedule it says L for a home game versus Toronto at 12:30. What the hell does that L mean? That the game is...
The Lakers are playing... later.
Oh,
it's a doubleheader.
It's a doubleheader at Staples.
Yeah, so the K stands for the Kings.
Oh, so I thought the L meant that it was being simulcast in Latvian.
that would be phenomenal.
Okay, so there's a game that night. There's an L word L that night, so that there will be an L in the building, just not for the good guys versus Drake's Toronto Raptors.
Now, Toronto's a good team. They actually beat the Clippers last year at home, but I'm going with a W.
Okay, what about you, Payman?
I have a loss in this one.
Well, there is an L marked on my schedule clearly, so it's hard to argue with that, but I will argue you're crazy. We're obviously going to beat Drake and his Velociraptors. You're one of these like Meek Mills fans, aren't you?
Oh, die hard Meek Mill fan right here.
Okay, so we've got a day off, and then we go to Denver, where it's real tricky to get W's because of the high altitude up there at Denver. What do you guys think versus the Nugs?
Win. It's not a back-to-back. They always get screwed playing Denver on the second night of a back-to-back. They don't have to worry about that.
What do you got, Payne?
Yeah, I've got a win as well.
You know, and then again, I keep saying this. I feel like I'm on a back-to-back right now. But we have a back-to-back after that at Denver, home versus Utah. Back-to-backs in different arenas, that's messed up. I mean, that's really messed up. I think back-to-backs at home are messed up. Back-to-backs in different arenas, excuse me, when you're on the road, it makes a little bit more sense to play like the Knicks and then the Nets the next night, or the Nets and then the Sixers the next night because they're very close. But to do it, like, to go to Denver, where landing in that city, you're landing on the side of a mountain, you're taking your life in your own hands with the turbulence, and then to have to go and then play the very next night at home, it's wonky. It's logy, and I don't like it.
No, it really is. Especially, I mean, Utah is going to be a pretty interesting team to watch too. I mean, if they already lost Exum for the season to an ACL injury, but you know, they're going to be a team that is going to pose a threat night in and night out in the West to a lot of teams.
So Utah, what do you think? Obviously, Clipper W, right? Come on, guys.
W.
Yeah, I've got a W as well.
I'm also going to agree with you guys on this one account and say W, Clippers. And let's just see what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say when a perennial MVP candidate, Anthony Davis, comes to town, New Orleans, at home with a day rest, 7:30 on NBA TV. What do you guys think? New Orleans is a little bit better, right, this year, or are they just the same?
They've got Gentry's there.
Oh, right, they've got Coach Gentry.
Yep.
Gentry with his ring, with his fresh championship ring.
Yep. I mean, he's going to have 80 shooting 3-pointers. I think that's a W.
For
the Clips. I think New Orleans is good, but I don't think they're going to take that step.
We always lose to New Orleans in New Orleans, not in L.A.
Yep, that is correct.
Payman, what do you got, bud?
I'm throwing a curveball. I'm feeling a Clipper loss in this one.
Well, ooh, if we go by your predictions, my friend, we're still at 12-4, which is pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Jag, you've got him at 13-3, and I'm saying W, good guys, for a decisive 16-0. Get the record books out, because we're going to break records. Okay, so New Orleans on the 27th, day off. Got two games that weekend. We got a day game, another one of these Laker doubleheaders for the lowly and very young Minnesota Timberwolves. It'll be a nice thing to see Kevin Garnett playing against Paul Pierce and Doc Rivers. So Minnesota,
great.
What do you got for me Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th?
Another young, entertaining team that's probably not going to win a lot of games, but I'm going W. I've got a W as well.
Boom. I agree with you, weirdos. Okay, so another back-to-back. Sure, because that's the running theme of the season. Monday night at home with Portland, who, again, we see a lot of teams very close to each other a couple of times, which I like because the teams get to figure each other out, and it's almost like a baseball series. Portland at home the night after a day game. So it's a little bit more rest than a typical back-to-back. What do you guys think?
W. I've got a W.
No curveball from Payman Benz. And I agree with the director of Key & Peele, folks. And he's on Clipcast. It's a big deal. Okay, so December. Will it be a December to remember, Jag? Let's talk about December as a month before we get into it and dissect it.
It's brutal.
Why is it so brutal, Jag?
I mean, it definitely their longest road stretch is they have one of their five game roadies, actually 2 5 game roadies in that month.
Good lord!
I mean, that's tough living right there.
They play 12 of 14 on the road in a row. They play, and it's not for the entire month. They play 14 games in December and in a row, right? Obviously, not back-to-back, but 14 games in a row. 12 of them are on the road. 12 out of 14 on the road is brutal.
Yep. And the ones at home, you know, you have OKC and Milwaukee, Indiana and Orlando. So you have Milwaukee and OKC. Those aren't cream puffs at all.
Oh, wow. So we only have four home games in December. That is brutal.
Yep.
Now,
we're not going to remember much.
Wasn't last December we went on a road trip and we kind of really came together and it was a big turning point for these Clippers?
I mean, we thought it was going to be a turning point, but I think they won like 6 or 7 on a row.
Yeah, it was the first time like they went 6-1 on a 7-game roadie or something like that, and it was the first time they ever had won 6 games ever in a road series ever or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive, but let's go through this, because this December is brutal.
It's absolutely brutal, and it's funny. We only have 4 home games in December, and 2 of them are right in the beginning. So Wednesday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Indiana Pacers. I know nothing about the Pacers. They're a joke, right?
Yeah, that's a W. Yeah, I got a W.
And then I agree. And then the fifth, after a couple of days off, Orlando, who is also a joke, right?
Yep, they'll be fun to watch, but that's a W. Yeah, we'll have some great highlights. Nice W.
Okay, so now the grueling December rears its ugly frozen head in Minnesota. At least we start at a weak squad at Minnesota on the 7th after 2 days off, and then we get a day off after at Minnesota. I like the Clippers at Minnesota giving them a W.
I like a W there too. I'm going loss only because I feel like the Clippers are going to be tired and Minnesota's youth may surprise us that night.
Payman with a patented Ben screwball. They're very hard to catch because you never know where they're going to end up. Okay, so the day off, and then we go at Milwaukee. So these are like two of the coldest locations in America. And then we also the next night go at Chicago. Speaking of freezing cold in America. So at Milwaukee, back-to-back at Chicago. Let's make this a little more concise, gentlemen. Back-to-back at Milwaukee, at Chicago. What do you got, Jack? Split it, 2-0.
Nope. I've got to win two.
Really? But you're going to win both of them?
Yep.
What do you think, Payman?
I got a win in Milwaukee and a loss in Chicago.
Is Chicago any better, or are they the same, Jack?
Basically the same. But they lost Thibodeau. They have Fred Hoiberg.
Right. So they got a different captain. You know, a different coach, usually the team responds pretty well. And these guys seem healthy at least, right?
Yeah, they're healthy. It's weird. Since Phil Jackson left the Bulls, their second coach from Iowa State. Can you believe that?
That is very
since
weird.
Phil I know, bizarre.
It's the third biggest city in America, like the third biggest market. So you got to give them Iowa State.
Iowa State.
All right, Fred so Hoiberg. At Chicago, then we have a day off. We go at Brooklyn. Forget about it. These guys are a bunch of jerks, right? Although they always play us tough at Brooklyn, or maybe we stink at Brooklyn. I like us at Brooklyn.
W, after that heartbreaking loss last year, one of those games that we should have had, that's a W. I've got a W.
I agree with you, idiots. All right, so day off at Detroit. Detroit stinks. We got to beat them in Ann Arbor or wherever the hell they play, right?
Yep. I've got a W.
Where do they play? Mission Hills? What's the name of that town?
Auburn Hills.
I'm pretty sure it's Mission Hills, Jack. All right, so day
Mission
off.
Mission Hills is a mall.
And then one of our four December home games is at home. We go back home very, very briefly and play Milwaukee after a day off. At least we get a day off, and Milwaukee comes to town. Milwaukee is an Eastern Conference presence that doesn't necessarily make them a good team, but they're definitely an over 500 team. What do you got, guys?
To W. Milwaukee's going to be a top four team in the East, by the way.
But the three of us could put together a top four team in the East. Come on.
That's the change. But they are. They're young, talented team. They signed Gregory Monroe. They're going to be a force out there for many years to come, actually.
What do you got, Payman?
I have a Clipper win in this one.
There's my
guy. Yeah, I have a win here, too.
Okay, so day off, and then for the first time all season, and I'm very excited about this because these are the classiest guys in all the NBA, if you ask me. I used to hate them. I used to think they were boring. I'm very excited to get a look at the LaMarcus Aldridge-led San Antonio Spurs at San Antonio, December 18th. Let's talk about this game, Jaguar.
This is going to be really interesting because, honestly, I would have liked to have seen them play San Antonio in November when San Antonio was kind of implementing LaMarcus Aldridge. But I don't know. I see an L here. I think this is a loss right here.
Payman, what do you got, bud?
I've got a W in this one.
There's my guy. Well, we actually played really well at San Antonio in the postseason and in the regular season. We're getting pretty comfortable over there at the Rodeo Cowhide Arena or whatever it's called.
The Rodeo Cowhide Arena.
I mean, it also depends, like, what is San Antonio doing on the 17th? You know, do they have the night off? Are they playing? This is not Spurs. Yeah, because so we don't know.
If it is a back-to-back, odds are Pop's going to be resting them.
Well, it's a back-to-back for us, and the very next night we go to Houston. That's going to be a real tough back-to-back at San Antonio and at Houston. Those are two of the marquee Western Conference teams. Those are the two teams we faced in the playoffs. That's going to be a very exciting 24 hours of basketball watching. What do you think at Houston, guys?
I have a loss. I have a loss as well.
Oh, double whammy. Well, to counteract your guys' pessimism, which is just really unsettling, I think the Clippers are going to shock you guys, continue their win streak. There's win streak, which is like a stinky streak, and they are going to pull out a W.
I'm going off.
Day off.
I hope you're right.
Day off, and then our last home game of December, but not our last game of December, versus the first time we see him, OKC, who OKC is going to be going out for blood because they didn't make the postseason for the first time in a long time. OKC, is there trouble in paradise there right now, Jack?
No, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on, you know, first-year coach Billy Donovan, who are a lot of fans at Florida. And they also brought in Monty Williams, who was a coach in New Orleans, to add some veteran leadership to that coaching staff with Mo Cheeks as well. But I don't know. I mean, it's Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. This is probably their last shot to win it with this core. I mean, Durant could be gone next summer. So there's definitely pressure. Definitely pressure.
What do you think, guys? You think the Clippers win this one? This is their last home game of December. They get to stick around and play the L word at, you know, Staples Center, but not at home later in a few days on Christmas. They get a nice little cushion off here, getting off the 22nd, 23rd, get off Christmas Eve, and then they play that Christmas game like we said. I like the Clippers here versus Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma City, this is their last shot, like you say, but I don't think Oklahoma City doesn't terrify me like the San Antonio Spurs do.
No, I have a W. I do have a W.
What do you got,
I have
Payman?
A W as well.
Payman has a W.
I have a W.
All right, so 3, 4, 5, 6 days off, doesn't matter. You know what? Include Christmas night as a day off because we play the lowly L word, who we've beaten 11 out of 12 times. The only time they beat us was that fluky first Doc Rivers game 2 seasons ago when their bench beat us and their starters sat there and watched. Obviously a W on Christmas. I mean, do I even have to ask the great Payman Benz?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a really fun Christmas. We're going to win.
Hey, Payman, do you go to that game or do you watch it at home on TV?
I think I'm going to go to that. I've never actually been to a Laker home game, and I feel like this is the one to go to.
Oh, wow. That is actually the best first Lakers home game you could ever go to. And by the way, I don't recommend ever going again, so really savor it.
All right, and I've made the right choice.
So everyone is saying W on that.
Yep.
So if I've gotten this right, and I doubt that I have, the Jaguar is now putting the Clippers 25-5. Okay. 25-5. And my man Payman Benz is putting them at 23-7. And I've got him at a perfect 30-0. So either way, if any of us are anywhere near right, the team looks fantastic at this point.
Yeah. In any one of these three scenarios, I think we'd all be ecstatic.
All right, so we're on the road at L.A., but then to celebrate Boxing Day, we go and have a boxing brawl at Utah, back-to-back, second night at Utah. They're young. Can they give us some trouble in that high school gym they play in Salt Lake City?
I have a loss. Ooh. I think coming off the... A little too much stuffing, a little too much L word the night before.
A little too much L word. What do you got, Payman? You got a W good guys or a W
bad guys? I have a loss as well.
You guys are both insane. Like, you're literally, I'm talking to insane people. There's never, like, when you're on a podcast and the majority of people on the podcast think the Clippers are going to lose to Utah, I may have to just stop this pod. I may have to sound, I'm going to sound the horn. I'm sorry. I'm sounding it early. Okay, so you lunatics. You both couple of Christmas nuts. Wait, what? Wait, did I swip? Did I sway you?
No. If you decide to pull the plug on the podcast right now,
yeah, it may be a W. For the
you
listener.
Just be like W.
All right, so we got a day off, and now we're playing 3 games in 4 nights, which I'm sure is going to be a theme for this season. And we go to our nation's capital, where realistically we should be going to the White House and getting those championship jerseys put onto us by Barack Obama, but we're not. We're going at Washington on the 28th. And this is going to be Paul Pierce's first time back in that building since he called. I called game. So what do you think, guys?
I like the Clippers on Bernie Sanders night. I have a W.
All right. Now we're making sense, fellas. Okay, day off, and then we play the lowly Charlotte Hornets. It's the first night of a back-to-back at Charlotte, at New Orleans. Talk to me, fellas.
I'm going W in Charlotte.
You're saying W in Charlotte, but what are you saying in New Orleans, Jack?
I have a loss there on New Year's Eve. That's New Year's Eve.
Okay, so W at Charlotte on the 30th. Loss at New Orleans on New Year's Eve. Payment at Charlotte, at New Orleans. Talk to me.
I got W in both games.
There's my guy. There's my special guy. Okay, so it's a brand new year. It's 2016. A lot of people remember 2016 as the year the Clippers finally win the championship. We have the day off New Year's Day, so we can all make our resolutions. Let's get a little preview right now. New Year's resolutions, Jaguar. What are you giving up for New Year's?
I haven't even thought that far ahead. I'd like to give up. I don't have anything at this point. I think we should readdress that later. I mean,
I'm going to ask you around New Year's. I'm going to say, do you have a New Year's resolution? Not necessarily do you give anything up. Are you going to eat healthy? Are you going to not drink soda? Are you going to stop finally chewing tobacco like a disgusting person? Like, come on, let's make a New Year's resolution, Jaguar.
We can eat better, work out a little bit more.
You're still not giving up the skull, you scumbag. All right, Payment Benz, what's the New Year's resolution for you, my friend?
I guess I could eat better, healthier. I like snacks. I feel like this is getting deep.
My New Year's resolution is that I am going to not wear sweaters in 2016. I will not wear a sweater in the calendar year of 2016. You will see me in a shallow grave before you'll see me in a sweater.
Wow.
I'll be wearing a lot of blazers, fellas, but never a sweater. Never. All right, okay. So it got really weird. Okay, so January 2nd. We're back at home. You would think after playing every game on the road in December, we'd play every game at home in January. That is not the case. We actually have a kind of lengthy road trip at the end of January, but let's talk about the early January where we're at home, January 2nd, versus the despicable 76ers, literally the Washington Generals of the Harlem Globetrotters Syndicate or whatever that team was called. But they're the worst team in the league, right?
Oh, for sure. That's a W. Yeah, that's a big W.
I mean, that's like an exhibition game. That's like a game in China preseason. Okay, so we got a bunch of days off. We play at Portland, back in the Rose Garden, which I like the fact that we're done at the Rose Garden very early in the season. January 6th at Portland. This is not a back-to-back situation on either end of it. At Portland, what do you got, Jack?
W.
Payman,
I also have a W.
Also has a W.
Big W.
Again, like this is, you guys are painting a picture of a team of excellence right now at a very high winning percentage. I agree with you guys. 3 days off, going back home for a nice 5-game homestand, which I think, how important is that 5-game homestand in January?
That's the largest of the year, isn't it? I mean,
I think it is the most consecutive. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the most.
That's crazy to me. I'm looking at the schedule, boys, and there is a Utah, New Orleans, Minnesota, Portland, Indiana, Orlando. There's a 6-game homestand late November into early December. But the fact that we're having this conversation means we don't have a lot of impressive homestands in the first half of the season. So it's important that we really do well at home, which we didn't do as well at home this last season as we did in previous seasons. We were still a team to be reckoned with at home, don't get me wrong, but we could have been better, and I hope we are this season. So Charlotte starts it off at home. It's got to be a W. This is one of those, and I think it may be so, Payman, you have a W as well, right?
Yes, sir.
This is one of those weird games.
Is this our only Saturday, Sunday, 12:30? Right.
Yeah, this is those weird noon, those matinee back-to-backs, which we had a lot of last season, and Jag's telling me there's only one this season, thank God. I'm saying W for both of them. And the next day, we have at 12:30, which is wonky, New Orleans. That could be a tough game, Jack.
Yeah, it will be, because, again, we don't perform great in those back-to-backs, but I'm going W. I've got a W as well.
Really? See, I thought that was going to be a patented Payman curveball. I thought for sure that thing was coming in hot and maybe low and to the left towards the end. Okay. So three W's. I like it versus New Orleans. We got 2 days off, still at home versus Miami Heat. They kind of stink, right?
No, Miami's going to be good. Miami's going to be good. Tough. Yeah, they signed Dragic. They drafted the kid Winslow from Duke, who fell to him at 10.
What's Chris Bosh's health? Like, what's the deal?
He'll be back.
They got Murray. They got Gerald
Green. Yeah.
Miami beat us in Staples last season, and it really felt like we were playing at Miami at home. That was one of the games where Blake and DeAndre were really giving it to our fans for being a bunch of jerks. We got to win that Miami game. What do you guys think?
That's a win.
I got a curveball. I feel a lot.
Miami. We should have beat Miami last year at home, and we didn't. I think we actually got swept by the Heat last season. That's why I'm definitely saying we're not going to let that happen, because we're going to be out for blood versus Miami.
No, we split with them last year. We beat them in Miami and then lost to them.
Oh, we did? I just remember a bunch of Eastern Conference teams sweeping us in 2-0. Like, just we just couldn't match up.
Well, yeah, Atlanta, Toronto, Cleveland. I mean, there were a number of them last year.
But we did win in Miami. I like that. Okay.
Did win in Miami.
A couple days off, still on the homestand. And then a team we played a ton early comes back, Sucktown, the Kings. The Hockey Kings play that day. The Basketball Kings play that night. How will the Sacramento Basketball Kings fare in Los Angeles versus our Clippers?
That's a W for the Clips.
Yeah, W for the Clippers.
I'm with Payman Benz and Mike the Jaguar Jaglin on this. W, good guys, versus Sucktown. Day off Sunday. Get some of that Sunday dinner. Maybe watch the brand new Simpsons. And then Monday night, Houston at home. I just can't wait.
Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, Dr. King Day.
That's a big basketball game. Yep, on Dr. King Day at the last basketball game of the night, TNT.
How excited for you about this Houston series? Like, I hope we play them 5 games this season.
It's going to be great. I mean, everyone out west is going to be phenomenal. I mean, you know, beating the last two champions, you know, and what Houston did to them last year, on top of, you know, what's been going on with the Grizzlies for years. All these teams are going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, anytime the West comes to town or we go there, it's going to be great. So Houston, what do you got, Jag? What do you got, Payman? Talk to me, boys.
W.
I got W.
Thank God you guys are finally making sense. Okay, so a couple days off. Then we got a back-to-back on the road at Cleveland. This is the first time we've seen Cleveland, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Is that you scared? You scared about LeBron James?
Yeah, I have. This is a loss.
Really?
Yep.
Payman?
I've got a loss as well.
What are the odds that, first of all, you're both wrong, we're going to win this, but what are the odds that LeBron James and Blake Griffin both star in Space Jam 2, or do you think Blake Griffin stars in Space Jam 2? Talk to me.
It'll be LeBron. After his performance in Trainwreck, he's got heat right now.
But you saw that Marvin the Martian dunk commercial with Blake. I mean, aren't they grooming him for the Warner Brothers, or you think that it's going to be LeBron the star and Blake is going to be the co-star?
I would go LeBron, Blake. Again, you know, LeBron's coming off of Trainwreck, which he was phenomenal in.
All right, so Jaguar's producing comedy for Jay Leno. So you're yesterday's news. Let's talk to somebody who directs today's comedians, Peyman Benz. Is it Blake Griffin starring in Space Jam 2, or is it LeBron James and Blake Griffin starring in Space Jam 2?
If they're smart, it'll be both, because Blake is actually a funny actor. LeBron does a good job. He's gotten better, but Blake is like, he's like a comedy bird. You can see it. I would cast Blake, but the studio head in my head says, how about both of them and make more money?
Okay, so more importantly, do we win at Cleveland or do we lose?
I have a loss in Cleveland.
Okay, and Jag, you said you think it's going to be a loss. The next night, we go to the Garden, Madison Square Garden, for a back-to-back. New York is going to stink. We are going to win. What do you guys think?
I have a W. Yeah, I've got a W as well.
Okay, so a day off, and we take it up north to our northern neighbors, where they give away healthcare like chewing gum at the airport at Toronto, Sunday the 24th. What do you think, guys?
I have a loss. I also have a loss.
Oh, A2 Brute. I mean, this is brutal, fellas. You're killing me. No way. The guys get that great, great Canadian Molson Golden and maple syrup in their system. They play better up in Canada. I almost wish they played half the games in Canada and half the games in L.A. I like the Clippers at Toronto. Okay, so a day off. Then we go to at Indiana. They stink. I like the Clippers at Indiana. What do you guys think?
W. I feel like this is a loss, and it's one of those games we'll talk about until next year.
Oh, no. One of those we should have got them. Well, we'll be talking about it towards the end of the year as they're trying to get home court, probably.
Like the Brooklyn game last year. Like, how did that happen? How did
Absolutely.
They lose Indiana?
Absolutely. And it's the first night of a back-to-back, and the next night's at Atlanta, where we did get swept last year. At Atlanta, the game coming after at Indiana. Jag, what do you think?
I have a loss against Atlanta.
Oh, brutal.
I also have a loss. I have a three-game losing streak.
Holy shit. I don't like it. I do not. I may sound the horn a third time. Okay. Then we've got a day off. Finally, we come home, okay? I feel like we've been on the road forever, because we have. But we get home, and we got a gimme game versus the L Word. I'm just going to tick off W's all around. I don't even need to ask you guys. There's a W for Jaguar. There's a W for Mr. Benz. I'm moving on now to Chicago. It is a day game, and this is on ABC. Okay, so these are some of these Sunday ABC games. Jack, you were the one who told me Saturday nights are going to be ABC games as well.
Yes, and we're going to get to one in February.
Beautiful. Bro. So Sunday, Chicago at home. It's going to be a tough one. There's going to be a lot of Bulls fans in Staples Center. What do you guys got?
W. That night, that game is on my birthday, and I see a W. I see a W.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. I agree wholeheartedly. Now we're getting into February. February is classically the Grammy trip, although I'm looking at it, and February doesn't seem too tough this year. We've only got a four-game Grammy trip. I guess the Grammy trip is late January? I mean, talk to me, Jack. What the hell's going on?
That is the Grammy trip. It's shorter this year. They actually treated the Clippers like humans, second-class citizens.
Well, that's something new that the league is doing that they never do. Okay, yeah. So February we have a home game, and then we go on a four-game roadie. So home game versus Minnesota, their young legs and their young talent, but I like the Clippers versus Minnesota.
That's a W.
I've got a W.
Well, you've got an accurate call is what you've got. Okay, so then we hit the road. We go on a four-game roadie with only one back-to-back. At Orlando, at Miami with the back-to-back, and the next night at Philly, thank God, and then at Boston. Let's talk about at Orlando.
W. W.
Okay, and then at Miami. Now, Payman, you believe that Miami is going to beat us in L.A. You think we're going to get, you know, revenge in Miami?
Yeah, I think Clipper win.
Jag?
And boys, I'm going lost, but let's also remember, if you're planning any Super Bowl parties, you've got to make sure you plan your day around this game first, because this is going to be the morning game before Super Bowl. So, kind of cool.
That's National awesome. That's going to be a game. Great sports day.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Where do you, Jack? So, where do you think? Okay, so it's at Miami. They play 11 a.m. our time. Do you think they, like, quickly get on the team plane or something and go to Doc's house and watch the Super Bowl? Or do they stay, you know, on South Beach and watch it in South Beach?
They're gone. They're probably going to try to get on the plane and get the Philly, because they have a back-to-back the next night.
Oh, you're right. So they may have to, like, watch the game on their iPhones on a plane?
Possibly. It's probably a 2-hour flight from Miami
That's un-American.
Yeah.
It is un-American. So maybe they go and watch it at Geno's Cheesesteaks in Philly. All right, so the next night they play the lowly Philadelphia 76ers. I can just chalk up two W's. Do I have to ask?
Just give us W's. Oh, yeah.
All right. Day off at Boston. At Boston's sneaky, but, I mean, Doc obviously has something to prove. They love him there. They got, like, you know, they play testimonial videos for Doc anytime he goes back in that building. I like a W at Boston.
W.
Moving on. Now we're home. We have a homestand, a four-game homestand. We've played LaMarcus Aldridge and his San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio terrifies me, like I said earlier. At least we're playing home. God, this is a brutal homestand. We play San Antonio, Chris, day off, and then the champs.
Chris, you forgot to mention, this is going to be, what, the fourth year in a row we play San Antonio at home after the All-Star break?
Oh, my God. Now I'm looking at that. You're absolutely right. There's a week off for All-Star break, which, yeah, I like. Now, last year we actually beat San Antonio after dusting off the cobwebs, right? For, like, the first time ever?
Yep. Yeah.
So let's keep that trend
before
going.
Before that, they would just beat them by 20.
So what do you think? You think we keep the trend going, or we go back to our old wicked ways and have the Spurs mop the court with us after the cobwebs are on us, because DeAndre goes to his first All-Star game and he's still hungover?
It's a W. Yeah, I got a W.
Heyman, do you think DeAndre gets the nod this year and actually plays in the All-Star game?
I don't know. It seems like it's not a big man game anymore, and it feels like Dwight just gets the votes every time. I also think that DeAndre is now finally a Clipper, because he's the last guy on the team that wasn't getting booed in every arena, and I don't think that's going to translate to All-Star votes, unfortunately.
I just hope that the coaches pick him this year, because now he's finally, like, with all the media attention, he was the most trending topic in the world. I just feel like this will be his year. If the fans don't vote him in, which I don't think they will because the fans are a bunch of idiots, I think the coaches will, or at the very least the league will, if somebody rests. I see DeAndre Jordan wearing an All-Star jersey this season.
I hope so. I'd love to see him in that game.
Okay, so day off, and then the champs, Golden State at home. What do you got?
Saturday night game. That's what we got. ABC Saturday night game.
Really?
Got a W.
That's kind of exciting. Oh, Saturday night at 5:30 at home. That is really weird. I'm going to love going to that game, because we're going to be in, like, home in our beds at 9 o'clock.
Wow, it's going to be perfect.
So you like the Clips in that one, Jack?
Yeah, I have a W.
What do you got, Payman?
I'm sorry, I had a loss in this one.
Oh, oh no.
I liked you so much at the start of the show, Payman. I really did.
Wait till you see the next few games.
Okay, so day off. And then we're continuing our homestand versus Phoenix, and then day off and Denver. So talk to me just right now. Phoenix, Denver, what do you got? Both of those.
WW. Both. Wins in both games.
WW. Everybody's making a lot of sense. Okay, so we're going to do what the Clippers do best, go on the road, but only up north briefly, and then we're going to be back home the next night. So we go at Sacramento with a day off, and then we're done with Sacramento, correct, Jack?
That's correct. We're done with them altogether.
Didn't we sweep Sacramento last season?
Sacramento got the Clips early in the season. On a Sunday day game.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
One of the Sunday day games.
All right, so at Sucktown, what do you got?
I've actually got a loss in this one.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I got a Clipper win.
There's my guy. Now, there's somebody I like and respect. I've always liked Payman Benz. I've never said anything different. Okay, so at Sacramento, then a couple of days off. We're off the 27th. We're off the 28th. Oh, my God. We got ourselves a leap day game, gentlemen. A leap day game where slam dunks will be on display. They'll be leaping out of the building on leap day, February 29th. It'll be a long February. Brooklyn at home. I'm very excited about leap day. What do you think, guys?
W.
You got to win on leap day, right?
Yeah.
You have to. You get to. Okay, so a little bit of a mini homestand. It's one of the longer homestands at three games. We have the day off March 1st, and then we play OKC at home, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night on ESPN. I like the Clips in this one. Am I wrong, Payman?
No, I've got Clippers in this one.
Jag, what do you
got? I've got Clippers as well. And again, you know, another national TV game. Like I think we said earlier, they have 24 in total throughout the entire season. So, and this is the only time OKC comes to town, too. So, it's pretty interesting. Oh, no, they come to town earlier in the year. We have them in December, actually.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about, Jack? Come on, Jack. This is the kind of stuff. This is why I'm giving up sweaters for New Year's, okay? All right, I'm saying W, Oklahoma City. We got a couple games off, a couple days off, excuse me, and then we're at home on Saturday. The L.A. Kings play in the afternoon. The L.A. Clippers play in the evening. They play the Atlanta Hawks. What do you got, Jack?
I got a W.
Payman?
I'm sorry, I have a loss in this one.
Ooh. Well, Atlanta does play us tough. They play great team basketball. They're going to have a lot to prove because they couldn't get it done last year. So I don't hate you for saying that, but I dislike you.
Well, that's honest. I appreciate it.
He dislikes you like sweaters.
I hate sweaters. I just hate those itchy sleeved sweaters. Okay, so day off, and then we got a mini road trip at Dallas, at Oklahoma City, two games in three nights, at Dallas, back in the building of booze for DeAndre. What do you got, Jaguar?
I've got a loss. I think Dallas is going to slowly get themselves together, and I think that's a loss.
Payman?
I've got a Clipper win in this one.
Well, I agree with Payman. Do you, both of you guys, Dallas, do they squeak in at 8, or are they out of the playoff picture?
I think they'll probably be 8. I have no clue. I mean, they're either 8 or they're right on the fringe. That's why I like the Clippers playing them early, because they're probably not going to, like I said, have Parsons and Matthews. As you play them later in the year, they're going to be more trouble to deal with. So that's why that game, particularly compared to the ones earlier, I think it points more towards a loss.
What do you think, Payman? You think Dallas is going to make the playoffs? Do you think they're going to be a fringe team? Or do you think they're going to be a stinkhole?
I don't think they're going to get in the playoffs. They look like a 9 or 10 seed to me. I just think there's too much. There's too many good teams in the West.
That's why Cuban wants 10 teams in the playoffs.
Over half the teams make the playoffs, and Cuban wants more. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think Dallas is going to be a stinkhole, and I hope I'm right and you guys are wrong. Okay, so day off at Oklahoma City, ESPN, Wednesday night game at OKC. That could give us trouble, but Blake always just jumps out of the building in his home state and home city. What do you like at home at OKC? Excuse me.
I'm going lost.
I also have a loss.
Oh, brutal. 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 I think Clippers are going to obviously get the W. Now, we have a day off. We come home. We play the Eastern Conference's New York Knickerbockers. Obviously, on a Friday night on NBA TV playing the lowly Knicks, you got to give it to the Clips.
It's a W. Ben Lyons will even tell you so.
Yeah, that's a W for sure.
Yeah, check the Knicks tape, and that is an L for Knicks tape. Okay, day off, 12:30 p.m., ABC, LeBron James comes to town. It's a doubleheader that night. There'll be an L-word loss. But hopefully the good guys will get a W versus Cleveland on the great national stage. What do you guys think about that Sunday afternoon game versus LeBron James and the Eastern Conference champs?
I have a W.
I have a W in this one.
Good man, Payman. Good man. Great calls. Great calls all around, guys. Very bold calls. Now we have a road trip, a 5-game road trip at Spurs, at Houston, at Memphis, at New Orleans, at Golden State. This is really tough. That's a tough road trip. We always play great after the All-Star break. We're always one of the top two, top three teams post All-Star break. But that road game trip is brutal. Talk to me about that road game trip, Jaguar.
I mean, this is the most brutal stretch kind of for the rest of the season. I mean,
that might be the most brutal stretch of the season.
It is. Not to mention, what is this? Start the stretch of 7 back-to-backs? At that point, too? Don't we, Damon, have 7 back-to-backs?
But yeah, the rest of 7?
I mean,
yeah, 7 back-to-backs in the last month. It's
crazy.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's insane.
Spurs, Rockets back-to-back, couple days off. Memphis, New Orleans back-to-back, couple days off. At Golden State, home, Portland back-to-back. That is brutal. Silver is like the worst.
Yeah, it's asinine.
I almost don't forgive him anymore. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm mad at Silver. I used to love him because he said, banned for life, and now I'm mad at him. I used to love him, now I hate him.
Yep. Well, Paul, it stinks because at this point in the season, that's when you want to get Paul Pierce geared up.
Right.
And now you're going to have him sitting, you know, do you sit him in San Antonio? Do you sit him in Houston? Do you sit him in Memphis? Do you sit him in New Orleans?
Right.
You know, you probably play him against the Warriors, but you sit him against Portland. It's going to be interesting to see how Doc utilizes it.
And Portland is going to be terrible. I don't think they're going to obviously be a top-tier Western Conference team, but every other team that we're playing on that 5-game road stretch with all those back-to-backs are San Antonio, Houston, Memphis, New Orleans, Golden State. Those are top teams in the West.
Uh-huh.
All right, so at San Antonio, Payman, at San Antonio, what do you got?
I had the Clipper win this one.
Good man.
Because I think the Clippers are finding their gear, but also that late in the season, I don't think Pop's playing his whole lineup.
Jack, and what do you think? We're going to Rodeo Lasso Arena. What do you think?
So that's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday game, the 15th
mm-hmm.
of March. Would that be correct? Let me look at something real quick before I make my bold prediction. Because, again, when you play the Spurs, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes he Pop likes to rest these
So
guys.
You're looking at San Antonio's schedule. You're seeing, do they have
schedule,
a game on the 14th?
I want to see if they have a game on the 14th. Yeah.
Right, so do you want me and Payman to talk while you look up something online?
No, because I'm going to have it right now. we are looking at
March 14th. Does San Antonio
going
play?
With a loss. San Antonio does not play.
So you think the Clippers are going to lose that game?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they play the very next night at Houston. Houston Rockets, who we know destroyed our playoff hopes and dreams last season, so we're going to be out for blood at Houston. What do you got, Payman?
I have a Clipper loss in this one.
Well, you can't win them all. I disagree. I think you can. I think the Clippers are going to go 82-0 and shock the world. Jack, what do you got at Houston?
I've got a Clipper loss.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you guys, come on. You can't two out of three of us can't predict a loss. Good guys. Okay, moving on. Couple of days off. We're off the 17th and 18th. Then we go into the Grindhouse at Memphis Saturday. Sunday at New Orleans. What do you got at Memphis, at New Orleans? Talk to me about that roadie back-to-back at Memphis, at New Orleans. What are we doing, Jack? Splitting them, winning them, losing them?
Split. I'm going win in Memphis, loss in New Orleans.
Payman?
I have the opposite. I have loss in Memphis, win in New Orleans.
Okay. I have win in everywhere. Okay, so we continue. Couple days off, then we go to basically the toughest arena in the NBA up there in Oakland. I believe this is the Oracle's last season. Don't quote me. I don't care. At Golden State Wednesday, the first night of a back-to-back. The next night we're going home versus Portland. At Golden State, home Portland. What do you got?
I've got loss versus Golden State, win versus Portland.
Okay.
I have win against Golden State and win against Portland.
There's my guy. Back-to-back wins. Of course, it's post-All-Star. Wow. The Clippers are making the run. It'll be a march into April in the postseason. Okay, so a couple days off. We got a little bit of a homestand. Three games in a row. Portland, Denver, Boston. I like the Clippers winning all three of those. Denver and Boston in a back-to-back at home. Jaguar, talk to me. Denver, Boston, home. Back-to-back.
WW.
I like it.
Same for me. Winning both.
And that is a back-to-back that is mildly more doable in that it is a home game, in that the first of them is an afternoon game and the second of them is an evening game. So it's kind of the furthest two games can be from each other while having a back-to-back. So if there's such a thing as liking a back-to-back, which there isn't, that's the one you do not hate the least. I don't dislike double negatives. Okay, so day off, and then another back-to-back. I'm so close to having an explicit podcast and dropping F-bombs at all these back-to-backs. Wednesday the 30th at Minnesota, the next night at Oklahoma City. What do you got for me, Jack?
I've got win in Minnesota. I've got a loss in OKC. I have the exact same thing. Win in Minnesota, loss in OKC.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with you guys, but I will. I think we take both of those. now, April, which I love.
Now we're in April. And April is usually where we clean out a little bit the last few couple of years, right, Chris?
Absolutely. And April is one of my favorite months in all of NBA because you know it's postseason time. So it's like, it's a little bit like preseason games, even though they count and they matter so much, because the real NBA season is postseason, as we all know. It's kind of like you got senioritis. You just want to graduate and get to that Division I school and bag those hot sorority gals. So April is my favorite month in the NBA, except for June of 2016 will actually be my favorite month this coming year. I won't be wearing a sweater, but I will be wearing a championship ring. So April, here we go. We got a nice little stretch. We play the L word twice, which is fantastic. First, we play Washington. Then we play back-to-back home Lakers at L word. Let's just scoop all three of those right now. Talk to me about Washington on the third, Lakers, fifth, sixth.
Washington will be difficult, but I'm going W and two Ws against the L word. I have a loss against Washington and two wins against the L word.
I just, out of respect to you fellas, I asked your L word things, but if you noticed, I lumped two L word games into three games because those are just gimmies, right? I mean, how great is it going to be when we're 11-1 now and then we're going to sweep the Lakers again and be, I know it doesn't matter, but to be 15 out of 16 versus the hated L word, God, it's just going to be hip to clip.
Yeah, it feels pretty phenomenal.
All right, so a day off, and then at Utah, we've only got 4 games left. I can't believe we've sat here and predicted 78 games worth of NBA basketball like a bunch of idiots. But here we go for the final 4 at Utah, our penultimate road game, second to last road game at Utah. What do you got, Jack?
I've got a W.
Okay, Payman?
I also have a W.
I also have a W, which I know is not a curveball. It's an underhand lob over the plate. Okay, so 2-game homestand before our final game of the season, which fittingly is a back-to-back. Our home game, Sunday, 12:30, Dallas is going to be a great game because Dallas will be like super bottom of the basement in the Western Conference. I think you guys are both crazy if you think any different. And then Grindhouse Tuesday, a couple days later, the first of a back-to-back, and then we go at Phoenix, which I feel like we've ended the season at Phoenix a couple times, Jag, in the past few seasons.
Well, last season.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you guys, talk to me about those final 3 games, Dallas, Memphis, at Phoenix.
I have 3 W's. I think they are perfect in April. I really do. I think it's important for them to get out of the gates well and play consistent throughout the year. But, you know, just looking at the schedule, if they can do that in October, November, December we know is brutal, and we talked about March. I mean, that's marching in the hell, if you tell me. But I like April, and I think that's going to set them up well and playing hopefully for a 1 seed again. The team that has ended up number one the past few seasons in their conference has gone on and won.
I can't remember. I cannot remember a season where the number one team in the NBA didn't win at all. I can't remember it because
Dallas,
I know last season was Golden State.
Dallas was the last one.
That's a long time ago. I mean, that was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, wasn't
Actually, OKC had home court against the Heat, but didn't win that. But still, you need getting that 1 seed in your conference is just so important.
It's imperative.
To give your chances. Yeah, it really is. Really
Payman, what do you got for the final 3 games of the season, my friend?
I have W's in all 3 because I think that it's going to come down to seeding in that last week, and I don't think the Clippers are going to slow down.
Now, let me ask you this, guys, and I'm just glancing over my notes here. I tried to keep diligent notes, and please tell me you kept track of your win and loss record. But I think the both of you are predicting a 60-win team, at least, for these Clippers. Am I wrong?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, I have 62 and 20.
62?
Yeah, I believe I'm at the same. I'm at the same, too. I think we're both 62 and 20.
So, yeah, so I'm glad you guys kept that diligent notes because, for some reason, I have you as a 21-loss team, Payman. But I wasn't paying that much attention because I'm just dizzy after my 82-0 call. I've already got the abdomen tattoo, 82-0, 2016. So I have a feeling that it's all coming up Clippers this season.
I hope you're right.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. Well, is 60 wins, or, you know, you guys, I think you both said 62-20. Is that enough to be number one in the West?
It should be. I mean, I kind of think, you know, last year with Golden State, everything went right. I mean, the West was brutal besides Golden State just kind of being in their own universe. I think next year we're going to see a little bit more. But again, you know, and I don't know how much more I can stress it, being consistent throughout the entire season and winning the games you should win is something that this team needs to do. Again, they don't want to put themselves in a situation that they have to go crazy in March and April, because as you can see with that March, it's not easy.
Payman, we've never been a 60-win team in the history of the franchise. Why are the Clippers going to be a 60-win team this season?
I think they found themselves in the last year, and I think now they have depth. They're not just playing 7 guys out there. And I think bringing in guys like Pierce and guys like Stevenson, who have something to prove, otherwise he'll be playing in China pretty soon. I think they're in that I think they've been together enough time, and the additions they made, it just, I feel the 30 for 30 being completed this year. This is the third act. It's time for the championship.
This is title of bust, you know, and the cool thing is, like, last year, heading into the regular season, you know, they were kind of the Clippers were kind of the trendy pick to get to the finals. And, you know, the Dubs kind of erased that. This year, you know, it's the Dubs because they're the champs. It's what San Antonio did. People like OKC. The Clippers are the X factor. You know, they're the team that, you know, if that second unit can spread the ball around and play up to their capability, this is going to be one hell of a team. And, you know, we might be talking more than just 60 wins when it's all said and done, if this team can click.
I'm glad you mentioned the second unit, Jag. Talk to me, fellas, just about Jamal Crawford. He's practically tweeting himself in Cleveland Cavaliers jerseys at this point. He's obviously a Clipper. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. Do you think he plays angry and can light a fire without as much pressure on the bench, or do you think he's gone?
I think he'll stay until the right deal comes. There's no reason why you're going to just trade Jamal Crawford to get rid of him, or, you know, to get something back that's less valuable. I mean, again, the Clippers have valued Jamal Crawford more because they relied on him a lot more than probably they should have been in years past. Now they don't have to. The biggest thing with this second unit is, you know, with Lance Stephenson, with Jamal, with Austin, and with Josh Smith, you have guys that are playmakers. But there's only one basketball on the court. So it's going to be, how do these guys keep each other involved and not just play hero ball? That's going to be the interesting fact. So if they can do that, this bench will just run through everyone else's in the NBA. And I'm also going to say run through the Warriors too.
Payman, what do you got for me on Jamal Crawford before we finally end this marathon of insanity?
I love Jamal. He's honestly my favorite player on the team. I don't think he goes anywhere. I don't think they're going to find a deal for him. He loves to play, and I don't think he's going to be a problem. He had a rough playoff, but he also had an awful calf contusion that they weren't really talking about for a while. I have a feeling he'll be there and he's going to play well.
I absolutely agree. I mean, last season was a fluke. Two seasons ago, he was sixth man of the year, and three seasons ago, he should have been sixth man of the year. There's less pressure on him. He doesn't have to be sixth man of the year.
And he's reunited with his buddy Josh Smith, who he won sixth man of the year award with in Atlanta too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Guys, can I please sound the horn? I'm sweating. I'm exhausted. Payman, man, thanks so much for coming on, buddy.
You rock. Thanks, guys. This is great.
Payman, you get to sound the horn first. You're the guest.
What do I do?
You just make a horn noise.
What, with my mouth?
Yeah. Put your mouth into the phone and make a horn noise.
All right. I like that.
I would never switch. Send me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Send me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. I'm just trying to be the best baller I could be. Uh-huh. Rapping is a hobby, I just do it when I'm free. Two a days in the gym, 7 days a week. Boy, the grinding never stop, cause the family gotta eat. Know the haters, I don't pay attention. Play or listen, I'm trying to tell you that I'm different. I'm on a mission, born ready, chain my diamond glisten. Two ladies kissing, paparazzi out here flicking. You see my vision. Kelly palm trees in Berlin, I'm finna ball out. Cop a couple fists, hit the club, I bring them all out. Living out my dreams, got these haters getting tight though. On my chains on in the VIP look like a light show. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Send me over everything, born ready, be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. switch. Femi over everything, born ready, be the click. Click. Roomy in the spot is going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get her in the whip. Brooklyn in my heart, but now I'm out here on the west. Uh-huh. Every day I'm working, I'm just trying to be the best. Uh-huh. Shorty love my aura, love my style and how I flex. I just whisper in the ear, now my hands on in my sweats. 12 a.m., we out at Roscoe, chicken and waffles, que paso, shout out to Vato. Switching lanes, serving potholes, 600 horses. Big body made for bosses, don't take no losses. This a thought, make me nauseous. Born ready, chain and the charm heavy. Heavy. Depending on how I feel, I might pull out the Chevy. Everybody know that boy the truth. I'm going in from the gym to the booth. From the bottom, promise I would never switch. Femi over everything, born ready, be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. And you know it's going down once I get her in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Femi over everything, born ready, be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. And you know it's going down once I get her in the whip. Everybody know the best for the rapper. Born ready. Born ready. Born battle. Let's do it. I'm the captain now.